Ladies, I want to thank you for giving some time. As you all know, I'm a proud mother of an autistic person, and I have all these community conversations, actually not about autism, but about how to make the community stronger, because I think that when we have more enlightened people, that we have a better community. So I'm not going to take a lot of your time. These are designed to be small chats about what is important to you and what you want to share as I push this out into our beautiful community to share about opportunities and what young people should know and how Pinellas is changing. Because we have so much rapid information going on, so many geographic shifts going on, so many people in our county are like, what is going on? And so I just decided to speak with community leaders so you all can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Last month we had Nikki Capehart talk about the shape of the city after leaving it, and we had Pi Young, an attorney, talk about affordable housing and what that means. We've had people talk about the art. So I'll leave it to you to talk about what you want to share. I know both of you all's passions, but it doesn't have to be about your work. What do you want to share about how we're making our county and our city better? First, well, you.
For me, it is workforce development. That's my passion. And I want to speak to the youth. Mm-hmm. There's programs out there that are free to you. And I really want you to go out, CareerSource Pinellas. They give away, the money goes back every year, almost about $500 to $1 million of youth dollar training funds that youth can actually get short-term training, certificate training program that leads to jobs. And you can work and go to school. That's what I did when I was young at Florida A&M University. I worked at Coca-Cola. I got a small stipend. I worked part-time and went to school full-time. You can do it. The resources are there. Do it while you're young. Build your marketable skills. Stack those credentials. Get a degree that leads to a good paying job. You can leave whatever university, college, two-year. Making almost 45 or more, if that. Mm-hmm. That's more than a livable wage for you and your family when you started. The resources are there. Research it. Here, local, Pinellas Technical, St. Pete College, USF. There are many programs out there. Take advantage of the free dollars, because I'm telling you, you do not want to owe back student loans, as we call Sallie Mae. Yeah. I wish I would have known what I've known now when I was younger. But my mom, she did not teach me that. So my job is to educate the youth out there in the community of the resources that they can take advantage of, that they can have a clean slate and move forward.
I'll put those links up, because I always say that, you know, now when you are seasoned, I'll use that word, right, you have all this information that you wish you would have had. But young people don't always think that way. They don't know where to go to get the resources to help them with economic mobility. Right. And I think it's really important for us to reach into their space and right, say, here are some options. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Valenthea. You know, we really have to start exposing our young people to what the options are that are out there. One of the things that's near and dear to me is talking about diversity and equity and inclusion. You know, it's DEI is the buzzword that is going around every community. Yes. However, we have to really stop and be intentional about having some really tough conversations mm-hmm. about inclusivity. And the fact that if we don't have those conversations, then who will have those conversations? And I think that one of the things that really encourages me is to teach our young people and our people of color mm-hmm. how to have tough conversations and how to get more comfortable having those tough conversations. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we think, you know, you have to be a person that is not of color to be able to have that tough conversation about DEI. But as a person and a woman of color, we have to create an environment where people are not afraid mm-hmm. to
I call
have
it unreasonably them. Comfortable.
Yes, right. When they're not unreasonably comfortable. Right. But we have to create an environment that is approachable. Right. So if we want people to understand what it means to be Black and to share the Black perspective, yes, then we have to create the environment where people can approach you with a conversation that is very uncomfortable to have, but you're willing to hear. Mm-hmm. And that comes with learning how to listen.
Right.
You know, my mom always said, you know, God gave you one mouth and two ears for a reason.
Right.
And I never forget that. And if you want to have a real relationship, then learn the difference between hearing and listening. Mm-hmm. And so if I can teach anything, it would be to talk to our young professionals. I absolutely love our young professionals. And so much so my husband has, I have about three young men and two young ladies that I mentor. My husband keeps saying, we really need to put them on our taxes. They're just like one of our kids. They always, you know, calling you 24/7. But it gives me so much pleasure. But as I talk to them, I'm understanding that they really don't have the skill set to engage in an environment mm-hmm. that we have now in the workforce where they want to show up as their authentic self. But how do they present themselves to be heard in an environment that doesn't look like them?
That's true.
And that happens a lot, especially with our high-achieving kids who go into STEM. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, we call it the imposter syndrome when, you know, they may get there and they think, am I really supposed to be here? Well, yes, you're a civil engineer. You belong in that space. Right. But to help them understand what their worth is and who they really are, I love having those kinds of conversations because it teaches them how to be engaged mm-hmm. in the conversation and not to, you know, shy away from that uncomfortable conversation about engagement.
And listening is an active skill.
It is.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And knowing your value and having the confidence to say, this is my value, it is not, being bragging, or it is not challenging your space, but just knowing who you are. Mm-hmm. You said something when in a different environment where you said, he didn't put me here without giving me the skill set. And I wanted to say so bad in that moment, that is the code I live by, right? You're in spaces for a reason. And when you're in those spaces, it's important for you to shine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So two last words. Say a couple of words for what you would want to say succinctly to young people, and then you as well, and then I'll just say thank you and then.
Find a mentor. Dr. J, look, she my mentor without being my mentor. Find a mentor, someone that you can really talk to give you that professional development, those tips to help encourage you, because not everyone has that skill set. And I may need to bring Dr. Johnson over to do a class, a workshop just for that, just for you youth. Find someone outside of your family to give you that encouragement, because sometimes in your family may hold you back. But you need someone outside of that to give you that A through Z look at yourself and that brand that you represent. So that's what I get.
My two words would be trust and confidence. Trust that you are where you're supposed to be mm-hmm. and the confidence to show up as your authentic self in that space. Yep. Because I don't believe that any of us are placed in a space that we don't belong. And so we have to show up like we belong in that space. And so if I could do anything with young people, it would to teach them how to trust and be confident that any space that they're in is the space that they're supposed to be in.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Dr. Johnson, Dean Barry. It has been a pleasure to spend this evening with you. I appreciate your time, your words of wisdoms, and being a part of the huge sister circle.
Yes.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.